kicking a 13-yard punt.
They're moving it back to the 46 per usual. Just got to make us liars, Randy. That's all we do.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in the 47. Yep.
Now they're moving it back to the 47. Okay.
Okay. So.
Made you a liar and me a liar on the same play. And
but we were right initially. It was a, 13-yard punt?
Yeah. Hey, that's my lucky number.
So first and 10. Lucky 13 on this pre-Halloween festivities. And there's the handoff the middle. Guess who carried it? Mr. Cornwell.
Well, I'm glad that he's back healthy.
Absolutely good to see, right? As he carries it across midfield and gets to the Rosholt 48. Oh, they said that was Camden Martin. I'm sorry. I thought that was number 7 for sure.
I thought it was, too.
I think it was. So we'll give him 5 on that carry. So they're at the Rosholt 48-yard line.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was Cornwell.
Yeah, me too.
It is there.
Yep, he's across the 40, and he's going to be brought down at the 37-yard line. So he gets himself 11 yards on that carry. And the Royals with a first down at the 37-yard line. Still, after all the things that have taken place, how often have I said that tonight? It's still just an 8-point ball game with 4:30 to go. And the Royals, if they can score in this drive, hypothetically could tie things up.
Yeah, I mean, we saw the Packers do something similar to Minnesota, and they never really recovered. Keeper.
Steiner, yes, decides to keep it as he comes around the left side, fakes the dive, gets to the 31-yard line. A gain of 6 on that carry. It'll be second down and 4 for Assumption.
Pretty balanced attack tonight. Cornwell 9 carries, Johnson 3 and a touchdown, Martin 4, and Steiner 4 as well. You don't usually don't see that out of a option team where it's you got your real go-getters there, but they've balanced it out. Rosholt really doesn't know where it's coming.
Steinert under center, and they will fake the handoff.
Steinert spin.
He spun it to the right side and gets to the right hash mark, and he is going to get, I believe, a first down to the 26-yard line after a gain of 5 on the carry. And a fresh set of downs for the Royals. Now continuing the drive with 3:41. They stop the clock to move the stick, and then they'll wind it up again.
They're moving the ball well. They just got to finish.
Be nice to see them finish this drive before half, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they got to finish it at the half anyways, but
then you go into the locker room and say, we've had 5 turnovers and we're tied.
Yeah, you've got all the momentum, even though you can't keep turning it over then, but you've got all the momentum.
Here's the handoff, straight ahead to Cornwell. He's grabbed at the 21-yard line, so a quick hitter for 5 yards. And it'll be second down and 5 for Assumption. Oh, they mark it back further at the 22 now.
4.
Give him only 4 on the carry. They always fool us. It looks like he's laying at the 21, and they put it back at the 22. Must have the knee hit early. Top of the screen is Mr. France. And Cornwell right behind Steinert. Johnson goes in motion. They hand it off to Johnson on the little jet sweep, and he maybe gets a yard to the 21-yard line.
He maybe got 2 at best.
They will put it at the 21, so only a gain of 1, third down and 5 at the 21. Clock rolling, 2:24. Wow, those 2 minutes ran off pretty quickly.
Yeah, you got to go for it. This is 4 down.
Troops to the line of scrimmage. Steinert under center. Puts a man in motion to the bottom of the screen this time. Hand it off
Cornwell.
To Cornwell, and he's going to keep the pile pushed.
Be close.
Boy, he was hit at about the 19-yard line, and they might give him the 18, maybe even the 17. Let's go with the 18. I'm pessimistic right now. 3 on the carry. Bring up a 4th down and 2. And it is put down at the 18-yard line, and we're down to a 1:45 on this 4th down. Tough thing, you don't make it. You don't want to give Rochel too much time either.
Yep, that's right.
See what the Royals can do on this 4th down, along 2 yards to go. Steiner keeps
pitch.
As he pitched it out to
he's got
Martin,
it.
Martin, and he's knocked down at the 15, maybe the 14. That's going to be enough for a first down, I believe.
I think he got a gain of 3 for sure on it.
looking at the headlines when he's saying the 15-yard line, that would be a gain of three. And it would be first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Buck 27. He got out of bounds that time where he was tackled, so the clock will not wind until they snap the ball here. Still an opportunity to get this in the end zone before half. Trailing it by eight are the Royals.
Come on, Royals, you can do it. You've overcome so much. Let's go do this.
Braxton under center. Pitches it to the right side to Johnson this time. He's going to, again, dip it to
the
outside.
Corner.
10, 5, and knocked out of bounds at around the 5-yard line. As they will put him at about the 4-yard line for a gain of 11 on the carry. And it'll be first and goal, I believe. It is. First and goal for the Royals at the 4-yard line.
9 rushing first downs in this half, 1 via penalty, 10. They're moving the ball. They're having success. Just hold on to it.
Especially right now, right?
Yeah.
This deep in the red zone at the 4-yard line.
You got to come up with something here.
Steinert will send France to the left side of this formation this time as they're on the right hash mark. And they give it
touchdown!
Walked right into the end zone. And the Royals have cut the lead to 2. And with a couple of touchdowns here in quarter number 2, they now have a chance to tie things up with a 2-point conversion. Yes. Good to see Wiley Cornwell come back into the ballgame. He contributed a lot on that drive.
Absolutely. Outstanding. Outstanding for the young man. I know that can't feel good.
Now see if the Royals can tie things up here, as they will go for 2 points. France to the left of the screen, man in motion. That's Martin to the left
inside.
Side.
Inside. Cornwell. Short.
I don't think he quite made it, did he? Nope, they said it's not quite there for Mr. Cornwell. And with 1 minute and 13 seconds to go in half number one, Rochold hangs on to the lead at 14-12.
And got to horn it down.
Yep, we'll step out for 30 seconds, Seth. 30-second timeout. Back with the ensuing kickoff right after this.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, a low close to 40 tonight. More sunshine tomorrow and warmer, a little breezy as well. High near 70. Slight shower chance tomorrow night. Weekend, mix of sun and clouds, 70s continue. Temps stay above average to start next week. It's 55 right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
Minute and 13 seconds to go here in half number one, as the Assumption Royals have cut the lead to 14-12 as they go 10 plays, 53 yards. Again, with the missed opportunity to tie things up on the 2-point conversion. The scoreboard sits at 14-12, and we'll see what Rochold elects to do here in the final few ticks of this first half of play, as Wiley Cornwell has it teed up at the 40-yard line. Last time they kicked it off, they squibbed it to the left side and got on top of it. I don't anticipate that to happen this time, as he kind of bangs it through the gap, and it gets away, and Weezer picks it up there at
Zick.
The 20-yard line, up to the 24, maybe the 24-yard line. And Mr. Caleb Zick, the junior, on the return. And they'll put it down at the 29-yard line of Rochold. This is now the 13th possession of the first half of play.
And with this, if you're Rochold, if you can get down the field and score, you get the ball right to start the second half. Let's just see how aggressive they are. Assumption has 2 timeouts, so they can conceivably pin them deep, make them have to punt, and now they start this drive with the flag.
You know, the other thing that lately that's been happening in the passing department for Rochold is the Royals have been getting a lot of pressure on them.
Yeah.
quarterback, Mr.
Yeah, the offensive line has not been able to hold up for that pass rush. Lined up off sides on the offense. How does that happen? But it did nonetheless, and that is the ninth penalty in the first half for Rochelle. They've been in the last two drives, they've really gone backwards more than they have forwards.
Yeah, they ended that last drive with a 4th and 45.
That's impressive.
And now the ball is down on the ground, and then O'Donnell picks it up, and he comes to the right side, and he's going to get back those 5 yards that were lost on the penalty to the 29-yard line. And it'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Hornets. It's getting up a little bit slowly as Aiden Wiesa, the junior.
That's getting near delay a game on that. You got to move a little more urgent.
I think right now it appears Rochelt's going to be content to run the ball a time or two and run out the clock. They only do have to run if they can run off about 8 seconds here. They'll be able to go. Boy, a pitch. Parker Ruink almost got in the way of that pitch and was able to get it, but goes out to the left side. Gain of about 4 on the play to the 33-yard line, and that might be the last play of quarter number 2 for the Hornets.
Who had that one, Randy? So I got screened out.
I think that was Zick. 5 seconds left. Are they going to hurry up one more play? It's going to be close if they can get this off. They do. And they're going to get
pass.
And he is down. Guess who? Mr. Cornwell.
Wile E. Coyote Cornwell.
What a way to end the half on the sack.
Loss of 9.
And that brings us to the end of a very entertaining half number 1 here from Woodtrust Bank Field as the Assumption Royals and the Hornets of Rochelt in a good one. Hornets lead it 14-12. Seth Haberger, lots more music for you in the next 15 minutes or so. Michael and I will add up some numbers. We'll bring all of that to you along with half number 2 as you're listening to Royal Football. FM 1055
WIRI. WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you me.
The touch of your hand says you catch me ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at
watching me drown. And it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine, don't worry. places when you go. Now you can drag out the heartache. Baby, you can make it quick. Really get it over with and just let me move on. Don't concern yourself with this mess you left for me. I can clean it up, see, just as long as you're gone.
Like a river, ever changing as it flows, and the dreamer's just a vessel that must follow where it goes, trying to learn from what's behind you, and never knowing what's in store makes each day a constant battle just to stay between the shores. And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Too many times we stand aside and let the water slip away, to what we put off till tomorrow has now become today. So don't you sit upon the shoreline and say you're satisfied. Choose to chance the rapids and dare to dance the tide. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. And there's bound to be rough waters, and I know I'll take some falls. But with the good Lord as my captain, I can make it through them all. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Like a bird upon the wind, these waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Yes, I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry. Till the river runs dry.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, it's halftime here at Southwood County Stadium as the Rosholt Hornets lead the Assumption Royals by the score of 14-12. It started off at the 11:48 mark of quarter number one. Assumption Royals fumbled the ball on the first play of the game, and it didn't take Rosholt long to capitalize. One play, 15-yard slant pattern from Keegan O'Donnell to Gavin Aaron. And the two-point conversion, same pair, same play, and it was 8-0 in favor of the Hornets. Then with 5:44 to go in the first quarter, an interception by Caleb Zick, who then ran it to the right side for 1 yard for a touchdown, capping a three-play 20-yard drive. And then Zick's run for 2 points to the right was stopped short, and the Hornets led it 14-0. In that first quarter alone, the Royals had 4 turnovers, 3 fumbles, and 1 interception. But the Royals did get on the scoreboard at the 8:43 mark of quarter number 2. Joseph Johnson went to the right sideline, 26 yards, capping an 8-play, 77-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was no good, and the Hornets still led it 14-6. And then with just 73 seconds to go in half number 1, Wiley Cornwell, a 4-yard run off of left guard, capped a 10-play, 53-yard drive. The 2-point run again, no good. Thus, the score, 14-12 in favor of Rosholt. Royals lost another fumble in that second quarter, so 5 TOs in the first half, and yet only trail it by 2. And now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
We're going to start looking at the Rosholt Hornets here. To start rushing, actually, as Mason Locker, he's got 3 carries for 13 yards, and that brings up Keegan O'Donnell, quarterback, 5 carries, negative 8 yards. He took some pretty rough tackles there on quarterback sacks that unfortunately lowered their rushing total, whereas big number 23, Caleb Zick, man, he's leading rusher, 7 carries, 27 yards, so that makes him 12 carries for 32 yards. O'Donnell, 4 for 9 passing for a grand total of 78 yards, as they have 110 total yards. Gavin Aaron is their leading receiver, 2 carries or 2 catches for 34 yards, 6 first downs, and then 10 penalties for 55 yards in the half. No turnovers, though, and that's key, as Randy was talking about. Wiley Cornwell, 56 yards on 12 carries for the Royals. Joseph Johnson, 5 carries, 57 yards. Cam DeMartin, 5 carries, 25 yards. And Braxton Steiner, 4 carries for 40 yards. It's 27 carries for 178 yards. No yards passing, so 178 yards in the half for the Royals. 10 first downs, 4 penalties for 45 yards. But the big glaring number, 4 fumbles, 4 lost fumbles.
So as we're set to start half number 2, the Royals going from south to north. That wind picked up a little bit at halftime, so they got that breeze at their back as Cornwell puts foot to ball high, pops it up in the air, and Aaron underneath it grabs it, goes immediately to the ground at the Rosholt 45-yard line. So good starting field position for the Hornets, who lead it by 2. As coming to the line of scrimmage is Keegan O'Donnell with wideouts left and right. They'll hand it off to the lone back, and he is going to put it on the ground. And I think the Royals got it back.
Wiley Cornwell comes out with it.
Handoff went to the right-hand side, and Mr. Weezer had it knocked out of his arms. And just like the Royals turned it over on the first play of the first half, now on the first offensive play of the second half, the Rosholt Hornets return the favor.
Going to have to give him a gain of 2 on that, and then the fumble. So what we were just talking about, turnovers being key, turnabout's fair play here, as the Royals, they finally force one of the Hornets to cough it up. And we have the Royals in business as they start on the 47-yard line of Rosholt. Great starting position here, and great start to the half here for the Royals.
So to the top of the screen goes Trey France, the 6'1", 165-pound sophomore, as Steinert will tuck it under center, put Joseph Johnson in motion to the right side. Back to throw. Steinert, he's in some trouble.
Ooh.
He's going to go down and back at their side of midfield as they will mark it at the 49-yard line for a loss of 4 on the play. And now it'll be second down and 14 from the not quite 49-yard line of Assumption.
Well, that's again, turnabout fair play. Hornet defense really, really got to him on that one. So they're making adjustments all the way around.
Same formation here on second down and 14 for the Royals. And they'll fake the handoff. They'll go to Johnson trying to turn the right corner. 50, 45, knocked out of bounds, but not before he's able to reach the, they'll say, the 42-yard line of the Hornets for a gain of 9 on the play. It'll make it a much more manageable third down and 5 for the Royals.
That's a nice move. That's a nice move there on that. Hopefully they can continue that effort.
It's a couple of times now he's been able to get the corner with his speed and turn it up the sideline away from us.
There's inside the handoff.
There's Cornwell as he didn't quite get to the stick. I think they're going to mark it at the
38. Mark 3 when he needed 4.
Yeah. It'll be fourth down and 1 now from the 38-yard line of Rosholt.
So far, Randy, I'm liking what I'm seeing here. How they might actually give that a gain of 2.
Yeah, they marked it back at the 39. So you're right, gain of 2, fourth and 2 after that gain of 2.
You try to get them to jump.
Motion man comes to a stop. The up back turns and looks over at the coaching staff. And they will run the play. And
false start.
Yep. Again, everybody moved, I think, that time except the snap. So move it back 5 yards. And it'll now be fourth down and 7 from the 44-yard line of Rosholt.
Yeah, this makes it a little more challenging.
I think they're going to just punt it away and not take the chance with being within 2 points right now.
Yeah, I think you'll have to play another possession. And with the way your defense is playing, woohoo, you got to be pretty happy with that.
Camden Martin will do the punting as he stands back at his own 44-yard line. Gets a nice punt.
Great punt.
Comes to the near sideline, hits at the 10, the 5, the 3, the 2, and that's where it's going to be down at the Rosholt 2-yard line. What a punt by the sophomore Camden Martin.
Well, at this point, Rosholt, if you're, I'm not going to say smart, because I'm no offense to Rosholt or anything like that, you just kind of get a couple belly plays, move it out of the shadow of your goal line. Because wouldn't it be something Assumption ties it up on a safety right here, Andy? I mean, we've seen it just about everything in this game.
And with our kind of Halloween theme going on here, that wouldn't surprise us at all. Nor does it surprise us that they marked it at the 3-yard line, even though it was playing at the 2. So first and 10 now for the Hornets, deep inside their own territory, as we have just played only a minute and 44 seconds thus far and had quite a bit of action already here tonight.
Third possession.
Cornwell sneaking up on the line of scrimmage. They'll hand it to the back, and he barely.
Did he get out?
They're saying he did. He is at the
inch line.
Wow. He lost 2 yards on that carry. It'll be second down and 12 from the 1-yard line is what it's officially going to be, but the backside of the football is just about nudged against the goal line.
Zick got submarined on that one, and he's lucky he got there. And Cornwell did a great job. He was showing that he was coming, and he just submarined there, chopped the legs out, and wow.
He sneaked between the center and the right guard.
Yeah, he just blew right through that A-gap.
And now in shotgun formation, pass it to the left side, and incomplete. Almost picked off in the end zone. They had a blocker out there in front of the intended receiver, and it falls incomplete. Suddenly, it's third down and 12 from the 1-yard line.
And if they punt like they, and if they get to that point, excuse me, if they punt like they did last time, this is going to be outstanding. So it's a 13-yard punt.
Going to have to get the stop and see if they can duplicate.
Well, if you can get a safety and then you get the ball back on a free kick, tie game and good field position again, you'd figure. But we got to get through this play first.
Third and 12. Ball resting just outside the goal line. Rochel, about as deep as you can possibly get in your own territory. And now a whistle blows. And delay of game.
They're going to move this thing a centimeter.
Back. Yeah, all the way back to an inch. So now it'll be fourth down and 12.
I mean, it's a penalty, but how do you write that? You can't give it a yard.
Penalty minus 1 inch.
Okay.
Shortest penalty in the history of football.
Oh, that's a fault. Snap procedure. They're nervous.
Well, this is the shortest penalty in history. The last one was the second shortest. This is now a half inch penalty.
I can't write stats on it other than the penalties. I mean, that's going to help their average, I guess, but
we have seen some unique things here thus far.
I told you that, and I talked to James on this about playmakers. Games like this are usually the most fun, and I don't know about you, Andy, but I'm having fun.
It is, and very exciting. So back in the shotgun formation, Royals are coming
pass.
With the pressure. He's going to throw it over the middle, and it's incomplete as he overshot the intended receiver. And that'll stop the clock, of course, with the incomplete pass, and it'll now bring up a fourth down and 12 from the 1-inch line.
I think they were hoping to get a cheap PI call on that, but I think at that point you got to make sure that penalty would get you a first down, and I don't think that would have.
So the Royal receiver, I can't quite pick up the numbers. Is that Johnson?
That's Johnson.
Okay. He's standing at about his own 40, excuse me, the Rosh Holt 41, 42-yard line. And in to punt is Wyatt Lorbecki, the senior, will have his heels against the end line.
You might click them together and say, there's no place like home.
And now another whistle. And timeout going to be taken by Rochelt, so they'll only have 2 left. And we still have 9:01 to go in the third quarter. Seth, if you wouldn't mind, can we do another 30? We'll be back with more from Woodtrust Bank Field right after this.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. For a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Generac is here to protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Power up today with Econ Electric on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information.
Yeah. just noticed the umpire looking down at the football, making sure that there was still some space between the football and the goal line. It's that tight against it from being a safety against Rosholt, but they now have a fourth down and 12 to go, and again, they will punt it away on the foot of Mr. Lorbecki, we are assuming, as Johnson stands at his own, at the Rosholt, I should say, 40-yard line. So waiting for the snap. Cornwell's just dancing at the goal line, trying to get in there and get some pressure. He's going to run it out of there. The Royals got some men over there, and he's going to get the first down. Oh, my gosh, I believe he's got it. He just hit the far stick. And
that looks bent.
If he got it, that's going to be a 13-yard gain, and it's going to be a first down for the Hornets. Still waiting to, I think they broke the chain, the stick up there. Still debating what they're going to do. Are they going to say first down?
Wow. Yeah, that's tough doing.
So first and 10, they get 13 yards, and the ball's at the 14-yard line. My goodness.
31 with a run.
What a play called by Coach O'Donnell.
Yeah, that's
defenders over there, but he
that's
just ran him to the corner.
Yeah, and he's lucky he got that edge, because otherwise that's two. And I'm not talking about, well, they got a flag.
Did they delay it again?
I think so.
So that is going to be three penalties and
2 inches.
Five plays, right?
Yeah, 5 yards and 5 yards and 2 inches.
Second down now and 15 from the 9-yard line. O'Donnell under center takes the snap. They're gonna ball's on the ground. Can the Royals get there? They're saying
think they did.
I'm waiting for the
yes, they did.
Oh, two fumbles, two possessions by the Hornets, and the Royals are set up to take the lead with the ball going to be placed down inside the 5-yard line. They'll put it at the 2. So first and goal to goal for the Royals. My goodness. So it looks like they dig themselves out of a hole, do the Hornets, with the fake from their back of the end zone. Pick up 13 yards when they needed 12. And then they go backwards on a 5-yard penalty and now fumble it away. So two fumbles, two possessions. The Royals looking to take the lead. Steinert under center gets the snap. He falls down because a man dove through just like Wiley did before.
Yep.
Got him around the ankles and pushes him back to the 5-yard line for a loss of 3. Second down and goal now from the 5.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Oh. The Hornets make a nice defensive play there to make it 2nd and 5 for Assumption. Clock rolling, 8:24 in the third quarter. Boy, it almost looked like a done deal, and now a penalty going to be called on one team, as the referee calls this.
Illegal substitution.
On Rosholt.
Yeah.
So
penalty. That's about a 2.5-yarder.
2.5. 2nd and goal now from the 2.5. We've had some weird length penalties here in the last 2 minutes. And here's the pitch to Martin, left side. Cuts it. Does he get in?
Yeah.
Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption. And the Royals take the lead here in quarter number 3 with 8:13 to go. And how do we describe it? Pre-Halloween. That's about all we can say, right?
I don't know how I can. Randy, I've never seen a game like this. Have you? I mean,
crazy.
You're so much older than me. How many more?
I've seen a lot like this. I just can't remember them. So the Royals will go for 2 now as they lead it by the score of 18
per
to 14,
tradition.
Where they took a little trip. See if they can get
Colonel
to
Jackson.
Down the Southwood County 2000 field. It's good for the 2-point conversion. I haven't seen a signal.
It's
there.
Well.
And so with 8:13 to go, the Royals now lead it by 6, 20 to 14. We'll take a full minute now, Seth. Back with more from Wisconsin Rapids right after this.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's been a thriller here tonight from Southwood County Stadium. As despite five turnovers, the Assumption Royals lead it now 20-14. And Cornwell boots it hard straight down the middle, picked up at the 16-yard line by the Hornets. Take it up the far
end.
Ball's on the ground. I think Rochel got on top of it this time, however. That would have been their third fumble of half number two, and we've only played less than 4 minutes in this third quarter. So Rochel does get back on top of it, and they will take over first and 10 from their own 33-yard line.
Randy, I was about to say with that music joke, I'm just going to have to say, beat it.
Good thing you didn't.
Yeah.
First and 10 Hornets now. For the first time this evening, they find themselves on the short end of the scoreboard as they send out only two wideouts this time, one left, one right. They'll pitch it to the right-hand side, trying to come and cut to the edge of Zick, and he cuts it back at the near hash mark across the 35 to the 37, maybe the 38, and a late flag comes in. A gain of five, but I think they're going to add a little bit more on here.
I think so, too.
And the penalty
personal
is a personal
foul
on the Royals. And the umpire is going to come over to Coach Sullivan and tell him what they did. So add on an extra 15 yards. So should be a pickup of about 20 on that as they're now in Royal territory at the Assumption 48-yard line with a fresh set of downs. And trailing by six with 7:53 to go in the third quarter.
Just now, that's not how you start a drive, for if your Assumption.
You're the Hornets. You like that little 20-yard pickup there. First and 10 inside Royal territory. Wideouts left and right for the Hornets. Quick pitch to the left-hand side, and grabbed immediately is Mr. Zick, and he's back into Rochel territory. Although he broke free and he was coming to the near side, they blew it dead at the 48-yard line as Parker Brewink is in there again for a loss of four, second down and 14 at the 49-yard line. Give it a loss of three. Should know better, right?
Yep.
Second and 13 from the 49 of Rochel. Hornets break the huddle. To the top of the screen is Nolan Betker, a freshman. And fake
pass.
The handoff. Parker Brewink, again, some pressure, throw it downfield, and it is thrown, caught, but out of bounds. Again, Mr. Aaron on that reception. I wish I knew his height and weight, because they...
He's a good-sized young man.
He is. He, along with Aiden Wiesa, both about the same height, but they don't list any height, so... He's kind of been the main target all night for the Hornets. Caught it, but he was out of bounds at about the 37-yard line of Assumption, so incomplete pass, and that'll bring up now a third down and 13 from the Hornet 49-yard line.
Well, hopefully he gets some good pressure here and can force that turnover, a punt or something.
Break the huddle, wideouts left and right, Mr. Aaron on top of the screen this time, and they will fake the
pass
off, straight back in the pocket, looking downfield, and it's going to be incomplete.
Yeah.
A lot of contact that time by...
He never turned to look.
That was interesting. The first flag was thrown about 5 seconds and later the second flag came in. So I don't know if he didn't see the first one, just wanted to reinforce the penalty. Tried to hook up that time with Nolan Betker. And they will mark it at the 36-yard line of Assumption. So they convert the third and 13 with the pass interference. And the drive stays alive for Rosho with 6:44 on the third quarter clock.
Another 15-yard penalty. Three penalties so far for 35 yards. And that's the second first down of the half for the Hornets, and they're both by penalty.
And again, pressure coming from the left side of the offense, which would be the right side of the defense for the Royals. And he just has to throw it away, does Mr. O'Donnell. So incomplete on the pass, second down and 10. Keep it at the Royal 36-yard line. Royals just been doing a nice job of getting pressure on Mr. O'Donnell.
Yes, they have.
Since early in the first quarter.
Well, I mean, when your back's against the wall and down 14-0, something's got to change. And it did.
Aaron goes in motion to the top of the screen.
Pass.
Step drop. Here comes Parker Vruwink. Gets knocked off this time.
And the ball
off the hands of the intended receiver, Larbekian. Almost picked off by the Royals on the deflection. And it falls harmlessly to the ground. It'll bring up third and 10.
I don't know if you noticed that, but a Royal defender came free off the blind side, off that left side of the line. And he had his sights right on the back, right in the middle of the back of O'Donnell. And it wasn't for a last second. I think one of the backs got free off of one of the blocks on that side and chipped him away that he had enough time. Otherwise, that might have been an empty hand going forward and a loose ball.
That was Parker Vruwink again providing that pressure. He has just been outstanding from the top of the screen on the defense for the Royals. Third and 10.
Yes.
Straight back. Here comes Vruwink.
There he goes
again. And he gets chipped. And he gets away from that blocker of Caleb Zick, and he is going to sack O'Donnell, and they'll mark him all the way back at the 43-yard line.
Loss of 7.
And it'll be 4th and 17 now for Rosho. Boy, Parker's been in there every pass play, it seems.
Yep, and this time it actually came from the front of the formation, too. Those tackles on that offensive line, they're having a hard time with the speed the Royals have on the edges.
Larbekian is going to go back in punt formation as he stands back at his own 47-yard line.
Watch the fake.
Joseph Johnson back at his own 13, and he will punt it away. It's kind of a wobbler that's going to land at the 15, go inside the 10, inside the stop right at the 5, picked up. It would have went inside the 5, but Gavin Aaron downs it at the Royal 5-yard line. So
can't go 95 yards without starting on the 5.
That's a good point. So first and 10 for
holding.
The Royals.
There's a penalty on that play, so there's a hold. From what I heard over the headphones in our conversing. So there's a 10-yard penalty coming back there. It's going to be a re-kick. So we'll see what happens on this one, Randy.
I assume they're going to punt because now it's going to be fourth down and 27.
And 2 inches.
And 2 inches. So that's all the way back to the 47-yard line of Rosholt.
Still watch the fake. I mean, catch him napping.
And the snap is good. The punt is away.
Oh, he almost got it, too.
And it's going to land at the 15-yard line. And
he touched it right at the 15.
And it'll roll to the 9, but they'll bring it back out to the 15 or maybe the 16 even.
Yeah, the beanbag list sits at the 16, mm-hmm. So we'll see how precise he was.
Still hesitating and waiting where they're going to mark it.
I thought
it hit his knee at about the 16.
That's what I thought, too.
He's walking straight across the 15. Now he'll throw it up to the
They're setting the 16.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Turn the page here for us, in the words of Bob Seger.
So they do mark at the 16 where Assumption will take over first and 10.
I'm interested to see how they do on this drive.
Yep.
I mean, they got to be feeling pretty darn good.
Up by 6 with 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Steinert under center. Braxton will take and he'll turn and he'll keep
it. Keeping it.
On the right side,
he's got the edge.
31-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. We'll wait for the official spot. And we got it right this time, the 31-yard line, so gain of 15 by Braxton. And another first down for the Royals. That's not a bad way to start a drive, 15 yards off the right side.
First one of this half by my count, unless I missed one.
You did not. Not according to my count either.
Well,
we could have both missed.
Well, you're well versed in math, so
I'm good in counting.
Yeah,
all the way up to five, and nothing happened this time. Either he faked it or kept it. Either way,
I think he handed it and faked like he kept it.
Yeah, I think Wiley is gonna lose a yard back to the 30. Second and 11. It's football resting against the 30-yard line. So they will pick up the down marker. Well, they're not moving it right now. The ball was at the 31, so they do move it back about two-thirds of a yard or so. France at the top of the screen. Braxton surveys the defense, puts a man in motion towards our side of the field. Give it to Cornwell. He's coming our way as well.
Nice block
by Parker Ruink on the corner. 35-40 and pushed out of bounds at the 45-yard line for a gain of 15. Parker Ruink just popped that run on the corner that time and having himself a ball game.
Nice block. That was Martin on that, it looked like. Outstanding run. That's second first down on back-to-back plays in the And the Royals are in business.
4 minutes, 30 seconds on the third quarter clock. Assumption with a six-point lead and on the march. Martin comes in motion to the bottom of the screen. Give it to Cornwell, midfield.
He's through.
45-40, knocked out of bounds. Not before he gets all the way down to the 34-yard line. And that's
15 yards, going on 20. I think he's going to get 21 on that.
They'll give him 21, won't they? So back-to-back first down carries for the Royals. They might be wearing down those Hornets a little bit, right?
I think so, too. And there might be a little bit of being demoralized on it because you're up 14-0, all the momentum. Your Royals can't hold on to the ball. You seemingly can't do anything wrong. They can't do anything right. And now it's like they switch jerseys and playbooks here to start the second half. Now Rochel can't do anything right, and the Royals are really rolling.
And Rochel fumbling it on the first play of the second half. That wasn't a good way to come out of the locker room for them either. And now Steinert keeps it, and he is going to be barrel rolled down back at the 35-yard line for a loss of one on the play, second down and 11.
I don't think they gave him a loss.
Well, the head lineman was standing at the 35-yard line.
There now they did.
Yep.
And are they calling a fumble on that? They're calling a fumble on that.
My goodness, they did.
Apologize to the listeners. The officials never indicated anything. And now they switched the balls, and now the offense has come out, or offense leaves, offense comes on.
They never signaled?
Yeah, they never signaled anything.
There wasn't a lot of reaction by either team either. Here's a pitch to the left side. That's Zick trying to turn the edge, and he's going to lose a couple of yards. And is that Mr. Vruink on? Nope, that was Joseph Johnson on the tackle. They'll put him down at the 33-yard line for a loss of two. And it'll be second down and 12 now back at the 33-yard line as we get to the four-minute mark, two-thirds of the way here through this third stanza.
That was weird. They never said anything. They never indicated anything. And what I'm wondering is if Steiner tried to pitch that last second and hit receiver or the intended receiver right in the back.
There's a handoff on a dive play now coming towards the near sideline. On the carry is Zick. He's got midfield, cuts it back to the 45-yard line of Assumption, maybe even the 44-yard line. So they're going to say, yep, the 45, so 22 yards on that nice little jaunt. And it's a fresh set of downs at the 45-yard line of Assumption. Boy, what a turn of events here. We just talked about how the Royals seem to be dominating the line of scrimmage.
I'm just going to stop talking, Randy.
Zick now breaks tackles at the 45. Down in.